Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr reporting from Denver, Colorado at Commodity Classic, where Sunday evening USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins spoke to the crowd, covered a number of topics. First, on rumors and concerns of FSA offices closing.
Whether you need to stop by your local FSA or RD office, or you want to come see us in Washington, you will find our staff working in person. We have a singular mission, and that is to serve all of you.
More importantly, reiterating that USDA will be releasing these funds.
Today, I am happy to share with you that on the flip side of where we're downsizing and right-sizing, we have completed our review and are releasing the funds that I know many of you are working with for the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, EQIP, the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP, and the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program, ACEP. So we are releasing those funds back to you all who participate in those programs.
She promised a farm bill before the end of the year.
And how do we get the farm bill across the finish line for all of you this year? It is inexcusable that that has yet to happen. And I understand there are a lot of factors out of the control of those who are making the decision, but there is a new game in town, my friends, and we will do everything we can. And my commitment to you is that we get a farm bill done by the end of this year. Pray for that, help us fight for it, and let's get it across the finish line.
But what got the biggest reaction from the crowd was...
We are simultaneously working on rapid implementation of the $20 billion in disaster assistance due to weather conditions outside your control. Unlike the previous administration, we will not delay for an entire year, and gone are the days of progressive factoring. No longer will you be required to turn in your tax returns. We will have much more to say on this specifically in the weeks ahead, but it's a new day at USDA. As President Trump works with Congress to extend and perhaps even expand the tax cuts, I will work alongside him to repeal the death tax once and for all. One of my greatest priorities is that we want you to continue the proud legacy of family farms, of second and third and fourth generation, and we got to get the government out of the way in order to allow you to do that. We will be working nonstop to do just that.
And on trade.
As you can remember, in the first term, President Trump will not forget our farmers. When he's negotiating with foreign leaders, he is the ultimate deal maker, and he is going to ensure that our farmers are being traded fairly by our trading partners.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins in Denver at Commodity Classic. This is Inside Agriculture. Check in the markets next.